you by Ladybird.
Read it yourself. Read it yourself. Level 4 Fluent Reader. The Lion and the Bull. Once there lived a merchant called Vardhaman. He was very wealthy, but he wanted even more money. So he planned to take his goods to another city and sell them there. The wealthy merchant told his men to put the goods to sell into big carts. They took some animals with them too. One of them was a beautiful white bull called Sanjivak. The way to the city was through a big, dark forest. Suddenly, Sanjivak got his foot stuck in a ditch and he could not pull it out. The men eventually pulled the stuck bull out of the ditch, but Sanjivak's foot was hurt.
"Sanjivak must have time to recover," Vardhaman said. "I will go on to the city, but some of you must stay here to look after him."
So Vardhaman went on his way with the carts of goods and the other animals. But the men who stayed with Sanjivak were afraid of the big, dark forest. They abandoned the bull and went after Vardhaman. They lied and told him Sanjivak was dead. Sanjivak was very upset.
"My master and his men have abandoned me," he said. "I will not go back to the city. I will live here, on this river bank."
So Sanjivak stayed in the forest by himself, and his injured foot began to recover. Then, one day, a lion called Pingalak came to the river bank for water. Pingalak was king of the forest. All the other animals loved him because he was a good king. Suddenly, Pingalak heard Sanjivak bellowing loudly some way off. He was very afraid because he didn't know what it was. The lion didn't know if he should stay and drink or go. King Pingalak had two ministers called Damnak and Karatak, who were jackals. They saw that Pingalak was very afraid.
"The king came for water, but he is too afraid to drink," said Damnak. "We will help him, and soon he will like us even more."
"What are you so afraid of, my king?" Damnak said.
"I heard a great bellowing," said Pingalak. "Who is this monster?"
"I will go and find out," said Damnak. So he set off to look for the monster.
He saw a beautiful white bull bellowing loudly.
"You are not a monster," said Damnak. "You are an animal, like us."
Damnak took Sanjivak to the king. The bull told Pingalak that Vardhaman had abandoned him there with an injured foot.
"My master loves money more than he loves me," Sanjivak said.
Pingalak wanted to be friends with Sanjivak.
"You must not go back to the city," he said.
"Stay here in the forest with me."
So Sanjivak stayed with the lion. The two friends loved one another very much. But the two ministers, Damnak and Karatak, were upset.
"Pingalak likes Sanjivak more than he likes us," said Karatak.
"I have a plan," Damnak said.
The king will soon like us once more.
Damnak went to Pingalak.
Master, Sanjeevak has an evil plan to kill you and be king of the forest himself, Damnak said.
Pingalak was very upset.
If Sanjeevak has red eyes and he puts his horns down, it means he will attack you, said Damnak.
Pingalak didn't know his jackal minister had lied. Then Damnak went to Sanjeevak.
Pingalak plans to kill you, he said. If Pingalak shows his sharp claws and his ears prick up, it means he will attack you.
Sanjeevak was very upset. He didn't know Damnak had lied.
Damnak went back to Karatak. You will like my plan very much, my friend, Damnak said. What is it?
Karatak wanted to know.
You will find out in a day or two, said Damnak.
Sanjeevak didn't know what to do, so he went to find Pingalak. But Sanjeevak saw the lion show his claws and prick up his ears.
This is what Damnak said, Sanjeevak thought. Pingalak means to attack me. I must attack him first.
Pingalak was showing his claws and pricking up his ears because he thought Sanjeevak had come to attack him. Sanjeevak's eyes went red and his horns went down.
This is what Damnak said, Pingalak thought. Sanjeevak means to attack me. I must attack him first.
The lion and the bull began to fight.
What an evil plan, Damnak!
Karatak cried.
What will we do if the king is killed? We will not be his ministers then.
The fight was very even. First, Pingalak attacked with his sharp claws, then Sanjeevak attacked with his horns. But eventually, the lion killed the bull. Pingalak was very upset.
Sanjeevak was my great friend, he cried loudly. He is dead, and he will not come back. By killing him, I have also hurt myself.
How much do you remember about the story of the lion and the bull? Answer these questions and find out. How does the merchant Vardhaman plan to make more money? How does Sanjeevak injure his foot? Why do the men abandon Sanjeevak in the forest? What kind of animals are Damnak and Karatak? Why were the jackals upset? Why does Pingalak think Sanjeevak is going to attack him? Read it yourself. The Lion and the Bull. Written by Narinda Dami. Illustrated by Diksha Pawaskar. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2025. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2025.